From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The American buildup of military forces in the Persian Gulf got another boost this weekend. Since Friday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has signed deployment orders mobilizing more than 60,000 additional troops to the region. Earlier in the week, Rumsfeld was asked whether further movement of personnel and equipment meant that war with Iraq is inevitable.
You are deploying forces and alerting some people and stating the truth that the use of force is a possibility, to be sure. That's what the president has said. He hopes he doesn't have to. But I don't know why anyone would use the word inevitable. It clearly is not inevitable.
While the United States prepared for the possibility of war in Iraq, United Nations weapons monitors completed another week of surprise visits to industrial, military, and scientific facilities. They're working toward a January 27th deadline to report their findings to the UN Security Council. NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad, and she joins us by satellite phone. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Leanne.
So how have the inspections been going?
Well, they've been going relatively smoothly. There are now more than 100 monitors on the ground. You've got 5 teams working out of Baghdad, and 1 team is working from a base in Mosul in the north of the country. And the latest news is that monitors are finally able to conduct only their second aerial inspection yesterday. They have 8 helicopters here to help speed up the pace of inspections, but they've been grounded due to bad weather. And yesterday, the weather finally cleared, so 2 UN helicopters flew to the north of the country to visit an oil facility. I frankly feel sorry for journalists that have to follow them. I went out one morning on a mission that got canceled, and the chopper we got into was a very rusty 1980s Russian model, and an engineer came on board with a screwdriver in hand and began tightening bolts.
Oh, fasten your seatbelts. Inspectors say that they may start interviewing Iraqi scientists soon. What's that going to entail?
Well, the spokesman for the UN monitors here told me yesterday that UNMOVIC, which is the body overseeing the chemical, biological, and missile inspections teams, wants to start private interviews late next week. And the feeling is that it's very important to get Iraqi scientists alone. Only then might they reveal any information that could be useful to inspectors. Now, here, Uwaiki, the UN spokesman here, admitted that will probably be a challenge. The Iraqi government has been discouraging scientists from meeting alone with UN inspectors, and they've also made it clear they don't want scientists to leave the country. And I imagine that both weapons chief Hans Blix and Mohamed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, will raise this issue of private interviews when they meet with Iraqi officials here in Baghdad next week, because it's very important that they are conducted.
Kate, when you're able to get out on the street and talk to Iraqis, what are they telling you? Do they expect a war? Are they preparing for a war? How?
People are pretty resigned to there being a war here. I mean, most think a U.S.-led attack is inevitable. And what's surprising to me is that given that, you know, they're awfully blasé about the possibility of a war, at least on the surface. And, you know, this is, after all, a country that has been at war essentially since 1980 when the Iran-Iraq war started. But also, sort of note, is the fact that the government has been handing out extra food rations. So many families have 2 months' worth of flour and cooking oil at home, and so they tell me they're feeling relatively secure. But one Iraqi told me in all seriousness that in a worst-case scenario, if a war starts and their food rations get cut off, the people would just start eating dates, he said, and there are plenty of palm trees in this country.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad. Kate, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Leanne.